This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Lumigo. If you've built anything from serverless, you know that if there's one thing that can be said universally about these applications, it's that it turns every outage into a murder mystery. Lumigo helps make sense of all of the various functions that wind up tying together to build applications. It offers one-click distributed tracing so you can effortlessly find and fix issues in your serverless and microservices environment. You've created more problems for yourself. Make one of them go away. To learn more, visit lumigo.io. Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn, and this is the AWS Morning Brief. Let's find out what happened last week in AWS. Amazon Elastic Container Service Anywhere is now generally available. Although they go to great pains not to mention it, you can use this to run containers on other cloud providers as well as your own data centers. Amazon LightSail DNS now supports pointing root domains to LightSail container services. LightSail continues to evolve as AWS reimagined. Amazon SQS, or SQS, now supports a high-throughput mode for FIFO queues. Now that SQS queues can process 3,000 messages per second per API call, they're almost suitable for handling AWS service and feature update announcements. Announcing Amazon CloudWatch Resource Health. At long last, CloudWatch has evolved the ability to tell you whether your EC2 instances are working or completely screwed. AWS Compute Optimizer enhances EC2 instance type recommendations. AWS Compute Optimizer, now less crap, is all well and good, but the service itself is still neither well nor good. AWS Outpost launches support for EC2 capacity reservations. You can now reserve capacity in your own data center to screw over Bob from accounting. Just reading about this makes me glad that I don't work in some of these places. AWS Transfer Family now supports Microsoft Active Directory. All families have those shady members who shake you down for money, and the Transfer Family's version of that is Microsoft AD. Making effective decisions for your V1 AWS design. Disregard every best practice AWS gave prior to some arbitrary date is the answer, since these things continuously evolve, and AWS didn't make effective decisions for its V1 design. In the works, AWS region in the United Arab Emirates, UAE. AWS is getting a new region in a country where it's easy, safe, and fun to visit unless you're a woman or LGBT. Performance and functionality improvements for AWS Lambda extensions. Lambda extensions are now better, faster, healthier, or a floor wax. Build and deploy Docker images to AWS using EC2 Image Builder. Yay, another way to deploy containers to AWS. It's a wrap for Amazon SageMaker Month. 30 days of content, discussions, and news. Did you know that it was Amazon SageMaker Month? I didn't know it was Amazon SageMaker Month. Good job, ML Marketing Team. This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Chaos Search. You could run Elasticsearch or Elastic Cloud or OpenSearch, as they're calling it now, or a self-hosted Elk Stack. But why? Chaos Search gives you the same API you've come to know and tolerate, along with unlimited data retention and no data movement. Just throw your data into S3 and proceed from there as you would expect. This is great for IT operations folks, for app performance monitoring, cybersecurity. If you're using Elasticsearch, consider not running Elasticsearch. They're also available now in the AWS Marketplace if you'd prefer not to go direct and have half of whatever you pay them count toward your EDP commitment. Discover what companies like HubSpot, Klarna, Equifax, Armor Security, and Blackboard already have. To learn more, visit chaossearch.io and tell them I sent you just so you can see them facepalm yet again. Understanding AWS Direct Connect Multi-Account Pricing. Even AWS is dropping blog posts on how to understand its Byzantine service pricing. Introducing Assisted Log Enabler for AWS. Open source tool is using a lot of heavy lifting for a script that turns on a bunch of chargeable AWS services and provisions them, and is built by AWS itself. Finding the right tools to build sustainable cities, how the cloud can help. At a glance, the cloud could help by Amazon releasing all of the data it gathered from cities across America during its ridiculous HQ2 beauty pageant a few years ago, much of it NDA'd. How cloud can help agencies enhance security, save costs, and improve mission delivery through the Technology Modernization Fund, or TMF. The federal government just received another $1 billion in funding for technology modernization initiatives. Here's how you can give some of it to us. Isn't just the subtext here, it's basically the first paragraph of the post. And finally, a closer look at AWS certification exam security. How AWS ensures the security of an exam that nobody but AWS themselves really cares about. I'm serious. Employers only care about certifications insofar as AWS partner requirements force them to care. If someone claims to have an AWS cert, nobody generally will validate that that claim is true. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Make good choices.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.